Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And a happy Tuesday to all of you in Kansas City.
Hell yes, baby. It's Tuesday. Let's go.
Boy, he is up and at him today, baby.
I'll tell you what. I am ready to go.
I just want to win, Jen.
Max going to Spain tomorrow. Baby, it's good Thursday. Tuesday for you, right?
Ooh, yes.
Oh, yeah. So you leave tomorrow afternoon?
Heck yeah.
There you go.
After the show, a Thursday and a Tuesday.
Yeah. Well, it's a Tuesday for you, so you need to take care of business. You're going to be gone for a
true.
Week.
You're right.
Unless you meet some nice lady over there in Spain, come back, which is very possible.
No. I've got the nicest lady.
Who's the best Spanish basketball player right now?
Ricky Rubio.
Yeah, Ricky Rubio.
He's still holding ground.
Is he the guy? Because I remember when he was coming out years ago I was working in St. Louis with my late friend Jay Randolph Jr., rest in peace, my brother. And he was so big on Ricky Rubio. I'm like, I don't even know who this guy is. I'll start watching, and I still haven't really seen Ricky Rubio. And that was 15, 16 years ago.
The prince that was never promised. Yeah,
like, whatever happened to that guy?
Yeah, it didn't work out.
Who had a better career, Anthony Lynn or Ricky Rubio?
Anthony Lynn, the former coach? Yeah.
Or not, Jeremy Lin.
Jeremy Lin.
Linsanity Madness?
No, absolutely Jeremy Lin, because he did in New York.
Well, yeah, that writer had a shorter career about Jeremy Lin than Jeremy Lin had a career.
Jeremy Lin had a better peak, that's for sure.
Yeah,
those three weeks were
epic.
Well, Linsanity, awesome. Baby.
Yeah. Felt like 3 years. It was amazing.
But he's that same guy. Like, every sports team has one of those guys that, like, if you're a fan of that team, you get it, you understand, you cheer, you celebrate, you get excited for that player. That's the guy for the Knicks, fellas. I mean, when you look at their history of things that they have had from Patrick Ewing to today, it was pretty bleak, right?
Yep.
Jeremy Lin gave Knicks fans 3 weeks of excitement over the last 30 years. So he's that guy that they bring out and he waves to the crowd and everybody gets excited about that.
He waved off Carmelo. He said, yeah, man, I'm ISO-ing, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he did.
At least he sealed it. If he didn't, there'd be an uproar at Times Square.
You gotta make it, yeah. Gotta make it.
Speaking of gotta make it, shout out Sister Jean.
Justin Moore will inbound it. Goes into Tavares for the win. It's good. And the Loyola Ramblers take down Cleveland State 91-88.
Sounds like me back at UCM days. UCM Media Network. But hey, game one, you know, buzzer beater. Sister Jean living on. RIP to the 106-year-old lady.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
That's really a cool way to start the college basketball season, which began last night with like 147 games. And I know you guys are basketball fans, but I got to ask, is this not the longest season on planet Earth when it comes to sports? Or do I just perceive it to be long because it's a wraparound? It goes from November through the calendar year and you ended in March or April, right? Like, it just feels like it is the longest season of them all. The football season, guys. We're in week 10 already of the NFL season. It feels like it just started yesterday. And I know Dusty and I are baseball fans, so we probably view it differently. I feel like the baseball season moves fairly fast. The basketball season starts in October and ends in April. I'm like, what in the hell are they doing for all of this time?
Yeah, when I was in college, it felt normal, but now it definitely feels like, wait, we're already here.
Technically, baseball is played in 9 months, March to November.
Yeah, I guess it is, right?
I mean, what, the World Series ended on November 1st?
November 1, yeah.
The Royals won their World Series on November 1?
Yep.
So, I mean,
yeah. But it doesn't feel as long, I guess, because I really like baseball. The basketball, and of course, in the basketball season and the NBA, you've got like LeBron faking sciatica and, you know, half the players don't have any interest in playing until about, you know, March and things of that nature. So it just, I don't know. It just feels like it's so long. And then you look at these, right, they're playing 38 college basketball games or something like that before we even get to like March Madness. Yeah. And it's just, to me, it's just too much. Like there's nothing wrong with starting the college basketball season basically at the end of December, have a holiday tournament, and then, you know, a couple of non-conference games, and then boom, right into conference play after the first of the year, and put this thing on overdrive. Because like you mentioned right there, Cleveland State versus, you know, Loyola of Chicago. I mean, other than Sister Jean, who gives a rip, right? Mm-hmm. KU, I guess, played last night. I don't know one name on their team, and I don't care that I'm admitting that. They played Doug Gottlieb's Green Bay Packers last night. I think they won by like 80 or something like that. Like
94-51.
94-51 November 7th?
They played them yesterday.
Oh, that's sweet. That was yet. Wow.
Yeah. November, okay. November 3rd already. Yeah. But no, they played the fighting Doug Gottlieb's yesterday. What does that get you? What are you gaining by doing that and playing in those games and, you know, wasting time and all that kind of crap? So I just think the college basketball, the pro basketball season is way too long, and we're starting already. It's like we're right in the middle of football season, man.
I don't know, man. St. John's versus Quinnipiac.
Quinnipiac, that's a big
Come
one.
Come on,
yeah,
man. That's a huge one. UConn and New Haven? Yeah, like, huge, I'm locked in. That's
the Nutmeg State battle right there, man. That's a big one.
Yeah, Michigan State, when they took on, you know, the toothpaste, Colgate?
Colgate, yeah. Cool. They got AIM this week and Aquafresh next. I mean, like, exactly. It's just, I don't mean to sound like a bitterman, and I know people get excited about this, but I mean, what matters today is zero.
Yep.
The only thing that matters is that 3 months that 3 weeks in March. That's it.
Yeah, your number one recruit, Darren Peterson, had 21 points. That's the one name that I know on your team.
For Kansas?
Yep. Yeah, he's the guy.
Number one overall in the draft.
Right. Hammer, the guy at BYU. Yeah. Dabinista,
but the kid that's getting $7 million that came from like Massachusetts or whatever, it goes. Yeah, that's pretty
cool. He had 21 as well last night.
He did. Yes. Good for him. At least he's living up to it, right? Who did BYU play last night?
I watched I can't remember. I watched his minute and a half highlight reel. I saw he looked good. It was the first time I saw him play basketball.
D2 Ferris State or something like that, you know?
From that 90 seconds, I did not see a player that was worth tanking my franchise for a season to draft, but
right.
He looked good.
Okay.
So today, 3 o'clock, the NFL trade deadline comes to an end. So a lot of movement. Not talking about you, Jerry, but a lot of movement today.
Hello, America.
Better believe it. But Nate Taylor, ESPN beat writer for the Kansas City Chiefs, has ESPN has articles of everybody's beat writer, what they would, you know, possibly go or where they would you know, might look. It says in the article on ESPN, Chiefs to make the playoffs, 87.9% chance. So relax. Projected first round draft pick slot number 30.
So they have the AFC Championship game. Chill out.
So there you go. basically, you can read the article if you want. It says adding, subtracting, or sitting it out. Key position of need. Who could be on the move? Who could they acquire? Key position of need: defensive tackle. The Chiefs need and have needed on the edge, but a bigger need might be an upgrade on Derek Nnadi, is what Nate Taylor seems to write. Who is last among qualifying defensive tackles with a 13.2% run stop win rate. He also has a 0% pass rush win rate, though he plays only a handful of clear pass play snaps per game, but still not getting much pressure there with Nnadi. Where they could move with players, not just necessarily because draft capital they don't really have a whole lot of.
Mm-hmm. They really don't, yeah.
So looks like the cornerbacks could be a position of need. Again, I said before, yesterday, this season is going to remind me a lot of the Royal season. And you ask why. Well, up and down, a couple wins in a row, a couple losses in a row, a bad loss here, kind of reflects season throughout the season. And then where do you have a surplus in pitching? Where do you have a surplus for the Chiefs? Secondary. Mm-hmm. So cornerback Christian Fulton, Chiefs signed Fulton to a two-year deal. He's in free agency, putting him alongside Trent McDuffie and Jalen Watson. But because of the knee injury and training camp, Fulton hasn't played much. He was a healthy scratch in week 7. Rookie Noel Williams has leaped over Fulton in the depth chart. So you do have maybe a piece there, Fulton or somebody like that. And who could be target, he said? Steelers offensive tackle, Keanu Benton.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't know if that gets the excitement moving or anything like that for this organization. But I think really the key part was the adding, subtracting, or sitting it out. And we've been telling you this for a while now. They're going to not make a huge move. It's going to be a move from maybe a defensive tackle position that's not going to move the needle for a lot of people. And it says, you know, on ESPN, the Chiefs largely standing pat, save for a modest defensive move. The Chiefs are inclined to stay pat on the offensive side, but they will explore defensive line depth. And look, we've been telling you that since kind of, you know, week four when the running back stuff, or actually it was probably after week two when people were wanting a running back. And I said, look, I don't think they're going to give up that draft capital to go out and get a running back. I said, defensive line is where they're kind of looking right now. And that was the case back in, you know, September. And here we are, I don't know, hours before the trade deadline, and ESPN's now saying the same thing that we've been telling you all along. It's probably going to be a guy on the defensive line, and just prepare yourself for today. Like, don't be prepared to get excited, right? Like this is one of those days where you're going to open up your Christmas gifts, and it's going to be socks, toothbrush heads, AA batteries, and,
socks.
Yeah, but you're going to go, man, I need all of this. I don't have to go look for socks. I don't have to worry about buying batteries for the year. I've got my toothbrush heads for the year. Like, all that stuff that
What's
you
on
need.
Your Christmas list,
there you go. That's it. It's every year the same for me, Dusty.
So
I don't
you
care.
Want Terrell Suggs or a Le'Veon Bell type of player?
No, I'm not saying what I want. I know what I'm getting.
Yeah, you know.
And I'm set up for that. And at the end of the day, toothbrush heads, you don't have to go out and buy those. You don't have to worry about buying your new socks or anything like that. All that stuff that's like you need that you get, you realize like later on, oh, okay, that was a really good Christmas gift. I needed socks. I needed toothbrush heads. It saves me the effort of having to go to the store. Wasn't exactly wonderful on the day you opened it under the tree, but you're like, ah, that's a very good practical gift. And so that's kind of where I'm resigned to with this trade deadline. They go out and get a defensive tackle. Hey, that's a good practical gift, because I spent way too much time yesterday trying to figure out how to stop the run. You know, for this team, I was way deep in a lot of stuff yesterday trying to figure this thing out. And the question that I keep coming back to is, run defense is a want. You've got to want to go out there. You got to have balls to go out there and play against the run. It's a want to. And so these guys got to want to stop the run, but you also still need some help along that defensive line. And, you know, you add a defensive lineman in that's probably going to come in here and be that run stuffer. It's your toothbrush heads. It's your AA batteries. But at the end of the day, you're like, damn, if I didn't have those, I don't know that we're here at the end of the year. So I think it's going to be a piece that helps you advance, but I don't think that's going to be a piece that gets fans excited where you're texting your boys going, hell yeah, we got Breece Hall, you know? We got who? Who was that guy you said from Pittsburgh, you know? Like,
never heard of him.
Keanu Benton.
Yeah, I like Keanu Reeves.
Nice guy.
That'd be sick.
John Wick, he'd stop the run.
Yeah, he would.
Absolutely. Kill his dog. Shout out to Beagles. So also, Jordan Schultz reported yesterday the Commanders have been open to trading several players, including, former friend Andrew Wiley and, get it again, former friend Nick Allegretti, both of whom bring extensive starting and playoff experience. We know where that came from. Wiley has valuable position flexibility, having played both guard spots and right tackle during his career. Leaves a question up, what do you want to do? When you go get some serious pass rush help, or do you want to get some insurance on your offensive line that was not good on Sunday afternoon?
I mean, it's the recent one, right? And we're all looking at that offensive line going, we need help. And these two guys are available. I had somebody text me yesterday and go, why don't they just call the Chiefs and say, hey, you want your guys back? Give us a fifth round pick. We'll send both of them to you. Because now Washington guys, we were talking about it before the show, they are in a bad way right now. You got talk show hosts fighting with each other on the air now over who should be the quarterback in Washington, D.C. They're 3-5-1. Their whole roster now is available to be traded, and I would be...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Absolutely on the phone lines, seeing if I could get, you know, Andrew Wiley back here in Kansas City, because having Andrew Wiley back here, you know, and playing that offensive line and having the opportunity to back up and fill in at multiple positions and having that experience.
Washington 3-6.
Oh, 3-6. That's right. Yeah, that's right. 3-6. I don't know. I still have 3-5-1, but Allegretti and Andrew Wiley, they know the system. Those are the type of fits that I think the Chiefs go after on this, you know, final, you know, 8 hours or whatever it is, sprint to the finish line before we get to that trade deadline.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.